Facebook.
All right, welcome back. You are listening back to Helpful and NSM. Right now, yay! Right now we're live in the studio.
And we just had Pub Corey, and we had have Boy Neil, and we just had Madonna. Anybody who's interested, Madonna is going to be on Ellen tomorrow as her special guest, her 1 hour special guest. So it should be interesting thing to see. We have the chat room is quite busy. We have Boy Alex is there, and now we got a new person who logged in, DRG.
Let me get over there.
Welcome, anyway, whoever you are. Welcome to our show. Our weekly show on Sunday nights from 7 o'clock to 9 p.m., where we can discuss anything kinky, freaky.
Yeah, you know, we haven't had a really good kink, actually, talk tonight, have we?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Well, okay.
What? Did you something? Because we want to talk about different, you know, educate on different kink things. So, like, let's pick something and talk about it.
Well, one point that I'd like to reiterate all the time is that whatever level of kink you are, whatever you are into, deserves the same respect as anybody that just likes to be peed on, flogged,
peed in,
to full electro, to full bondage, or just voyeurism to rubber spandex. Everybody deserves the same respect. Whatever your kink is, should be enjoyed and learn and try to do it safe and discover a new aspect of your kink life. But it all deserves the same.
I zoned for the last 3 minutes. What were you saying?
But it all deserves the same respect. Don't we agree?
Very much so.
Well, it's like every person deserves their own respect. Whether dominant or submissive doesn't mean they deserve more or less respect. Because someone's into a particular fetish doesn't mean they shouldn't be respected.
Excuse me.
Master Noel is totally like out of it. Have another beer.
I'm not kidding you. I listened to what you were saying. I just saw your lips moving, and I was like just somewhere totally different.
It's all of us, isn't it?
Yes. And I... Yes.
It's because we're in our we definitely have to put a camera up because we're hosting our radio show down in our dungeon. We have 600 square feet
or so
playroom, which has a sling, fuck horse, tie bench, tying
board, head box, cage,
toys. It's quite
stocks.
Stocks. It's quite nice to see and. With great company, it's a fun place to actually host our radio show. So if you'd like to have a tour sometimes, let us know.
Please provide references and a safe call phone number.
Yes.
For explanation of those practices, see Boy Neil's show at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Actually, it'll be podcasted soon. I'll have it up by tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. What about now? I have to ask you a question.
Yes.
Sir Mark. I sent you a few pictures. I played with Slave Wayne came Friday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that because you were hitting him, sir?
Oh, well, I'll show you.
Oh,
again.
You mean he arrived Saturday. I'm sorry.
Pup, don't show the pup. He'll throw up.
Yeah, I'm weak stomached.
You'll probably vomit.
It was.
Are you ready?
Really good.
I'm not looking.
Don't look.
Look.
Hurry up. Come on, look. It's a radio show.
I meditate for 3 hours at a time. You think I can't ignore a picture?
Oh, he doesn't want to see it, Mark.
It's a big cock.
Show him the hand.
You're an asshole because he looked. Anyway, so with Slave Wayne.
Well, Slave Wayne does have a big cock.
That's true.
This is going along with kind of what I thought you were maybe saying, which is there's different levels of play. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. Basically, everybody. We have our Slave Wayne, who is part of our family, loves to get beat the crap out of his ass. That's
pretty much
his thing. And the harder he hit, the harder he gets, and the more beating it comes. Yeah. Now you do that. I don't mind a good spanking from time to time if I'm in the mood, but if I say fuck no, no is no.
But there's never been a no.
With him, but that's his level.
But that's, yes.
That's
but don't,
his level.
Just the way you said it, it seemed like I was pushing something past him.
Now,
yes.
You sent me two pictures, and I still can't figure out what happened here.
That's just his blood on my hand.
And how did that happen?
Because his ass was bleeding everywhere. Not internally, of course.
Okay, because I was like...
No. That was just... See, actually, I was punching him in the ass.
So what you did to him was with punching, not with his
favorite
toy.
I used his toy, which he has a toy. It's a brush, and that caused a lot of it. And then it was the punching was the splatter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then this should lead to a different kind of question.
Which is?
Okay, if you're going to play with somebody and...
Wow, my battery's
going
to die. Keep going.
Blood occurs.
Yes.
Should you ask a few questions prior?
Everyone's, oh my God, what are you looking at? I don't know if I can post the picture. It's picture somebody's ass and it looks like basically...
Somebody is taking a bunch of razor blades, basically.
No, it's not.
But it's basically the way if you've cut yourself with a razor blade, it's a fine cut, and it bleeds. Or if you've cut yourself with a knife, basically, it's a fine cut, and it bleeds very easily. That's kind of what the picture happened. But again, it comes back to play. Play comes in different aspects, and... we like to promote safe sex, but again, that is a personal choice between whoever the players are. We don't judge.
We don't judge, but we do promote.
We do promote safe sex and whatever type of play you want to play, as long as the responsible players know what the risks are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is your scene. You want to do whatever. That's all good.
Mm-hmm.
That's between you. No problem.
Yep. So now that level of play is something that is above. That's not my phone.
My comfort zone and Pop Corey's comfort zone? Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's not my thing. I would rather. My type of play is more. I love role playing, breath control, or not that physical.
Go ahead.
When body fluid of a certain kind...
The red kind
start coming out, I'm out of that picture. Yeah. That's just not my thing. But some people get harder and get more excited about it. I would rather... Pop Corey and I have played. I would rather tie somebody up and use my hands and bite, grab... Squeeze,
scratch, twist,
or kiss. I'm a very.
Yeah, but, I mean, okay, if you're talking about squeezing, scratching, and twisting, I mean that's going to obviously be balls, nipples, etc. So there's a certain amount of discomfort and pain that's going to come from that.
Yes, but again, it's what I'm comfortable with, and what my partner at the time is comfortable with.
Mm.
And
so really, like, cause, I mean, there's not a. Probably when we kind of got into the punching thing, like when I was punching his ass, that probably
was more for you than him.
No, because I mean, with him, with Slave Wayne, he's and I'd always do my checks, which you know, I always do checks with the boys. Why is my phone keep starting up when I don't want it to? And I do, as we talked earlier, I do the checks, right? You know, first time I ask, are you okay? And then I'll say specifically, I'm asking you again, are you okay? Then I'll ask a third time, because the first few times really don't count. You know what I'm saying? So, with him, he was okay, you know? And I mean, there was some a little bit that he said, yeah, you know, at one point where I was kind of hitting him, it was more, I was not necessarily on the meat of his butt, but more on the bone. So he found that a little bit less comfortable.
But you discovered something too that night that he is, his level of play you thought was at a certain level,
yes.
And he actually is at quite a deeper level when it comes to that kind of play.
I have never been able to, I mean, literally when you guys were all there at the trailer with him when I was using the single tail on him.
Yep.
And that was... a lot of single tails. Like, that was, what, half a dozen, a dozen? Like, wow, you know. And, I mean, I knew then that he has, that's where he is. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, but then, but that's what he is. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
So your point was?
My point was, backing up what you were saying earlier, which is, yes, there are different levels. And even us having this conversation right here, you've already said, I'm just not comfortable looking at that. The pup wanted to puke.
Yeah.
Like,
that is not my thing.
And that's okay, too. Well,
you know, if I'm going to be at an event and there's a whole bunch of different things going on,
mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to go towards some of the screams, but not the painful scream.
What the hell's the
No, there's a different.
There's
a
moaning scream.
There's a moaning where you can tell it's more of a pleasure instead of a painful. Okay. That is my thing.
I'm cool with that.
I just, you know, I will go more into the mellow part of that area where the lighting is normally a little bit more subdued. As in your playing area, the lighting should be a bit more brighter so you know what's going on.
Yeah, you need
what
to
is
be able
being
to see what
done at the time.
Yeah.
But that's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to just find the slang.
No.
Get out! You're in it now! Get out of that slang, boy! What are you doing? Alright, we're gonna go to commercial.
Commercial time.
Yeah. This is House of MNSM. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email show@houseofmnsm.com or either Master Noel or Boy Neil. We got Pup Corey in the studio with us. Boy Neil's in the studio with us. We'll be back for commercial.